CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Libya's National Transitional Council has revealed that Muammar Gaddafi has been killed in crossfire after being captured in his hometown of Sirte. NTC Chairman Mahmoud Jabril says Gaddafi had been shot in the head after being captured and driven away. Gaddafi's body is reportedly to be buried in Misrata on Saturday. Jabril has also confirmed one of Gaddafi's sons, former National Security Advisor Mu'tasim, has also been killed in Sirte. Gaddafi's second son, Saif al-Islam, has reportedly been captured in the Libyan city of Zeltin, 160 kilometers east of the Libyan capital of Tripoli. China is calling for Libya to launch an inclusive political transition process as early as possible. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Yu says Libya has turned a new page on its history. She says China always respects the Libyan people's choice, and China-Libya relations will continue to develop steadily on a new basis. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the military alliance's Libya mission is very close to completion and that it has taken a preliminary decision to end it on October 31st. He's told reporters that NATO will take a formal decision next week. Rasmussen said NATO would continue to monitor the situation in Libya and retain capability to respond to threats against Libyan civilians if needed during the phasing-out period of its mission. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced all U.S. troops stationed in Iraq will pull out of that country by the end of this year, and the Iraq War will be over. Obama made the statement after speaking with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki via a video conference, and he reaffirmed U.S. commitment of drawdown to the Iraqi leader. He said both leaders agreed to the decision. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to voice grave concern at the situation in Yemen, demanding all sides immediately reject the use of violence to achieve political goals. The resolution says the Security Council expresses profound regret at the hundreds of deaths, mainly of civilians, including women and children. The Council calls upon all concerned parties to ensure the protection of women and children, to improve women's participation in conflict resolution, and encourages all parties to facilitate the equal and full participation of women at decision-making levels. This is CRI News. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations can rise above their differences to deepen cooperation. He made the remarks at the opening ceremony of the 8th China-ASEAN Summit being held in the southwestern city of Nanning. He says China will continue to expand imports from ASEAN nations. China has urged the European Union to recognize its full market economy status at an early date and properly settle trade disputes amid the tumbling world economy. Vice Premier Wang Qishan told visiting Crown Prince Philip of Belgium in Beijing that China hopes Belgium will exert its influence to push for an early recognizing of China's full market economy status and remind EU to be cautious on and refrain from using trade remedy measures. He urged the 27-member bloc, also China's largest trade partner, to properly settle trade disputes with China during the talks in Beijing. Vice Premier Hui Liangyu has called on different levels of government to focus on increasing the material and cultural needs of the country's huge elderly population. He's told a national conference on aging that government policies should be adjusted and improved to cope with various problems of the aging population, such as regional imbalance and high proportion of elderly people in rural areas. He said the country will expand the pension program to cover more senior citizens and improve welfare services for elderly people who cannot take care of themselves. The China National Coal Association says coal supply and demand will keep growing at moderate pace in China, and the market will remain generally balanced in the upcoming winter and spring. It says some regions will, however, periodically see tight supply. An official with the association says domestic demand for coal will keep rising at a moderate pace amid steady economic growth, but uncertainty in the macroeconomy will decelerate demand growth. China's top energy official says the country will increase natural gas supply by 20% this winter to meet rising demand. Liu Tianan, head of the National Energy Administration, said natural gas supply would meet demand this winter even though demand was expected to rise. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.